Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. Let's bring it from the Mishnah. This is Halacha Hey. HaOmer kitvu get leish. Kitvu get. He instructs people, I want you to write a get utnu lishti and deliver it. Or he says, Kirshuha, I want you to divorce her. Kitvu igeret, I want you to write a letter. It's important to understand why a letter would even be effective and give it to her utnu la. Hare elu ichtavu vinu. That's completely understood as an instruction to write a get and deliver it and divorce his wife. Now, why igeret? Importantly, the Kormaneta says that's also a lashon get, even though igeret we think is just a letter, because in the get itself, shekotfimbo, it says v'din diyahu. What I'm giving you is minai for me is sefer trichun, a sefer kritot, the igeret shivukin. So the lashon of igeret, a document, a letter of shivukin of sending you away. So the term igeret is understood as being a term of giving a get. Great. If however it says patrua, parnasua, patrua means like release her or something like that. Parnasua is, well, support her. Asula kenimus, to that which is kechok, what is should be done type of thing. Then we say asula karaoi, do what is needed. That's not enough of a direct instruction to give a get. It can mean other things as well, which we'll get to in the Gemara. Brishona initially used to say, if someone's being taken out in chains to be executed, it sounds like, va'amar, and it says, kitvu get lishti, go write a get for my wife. The understanding is not just to write a get, even though it didn't explicitly say deliver it, nonetheless, the context is enough to be understood. The context is understood that he wants to not just write the get, but deliver it as well. Okay? In other words, the way the Kormaneta says, da'agav pachde, because of fear for his own life, he may have not been so particular with the entire instructions. Enough when the person's about to be executed and perhaps he doesn't want his wife to be a guna, maybe there's no one around, or he didn't want her to be a yabam, whatever the reason was, he meant write it and give it to her. But he wasn't so medaik on his lashon due to the situation he was in. Havachazrul Omar, they said, look, there are other contexts as well, even though he wasn't explicit, didn't explicitly say deliver it as well, that we can mafarish his words to mean that. Afa mafarish, even someone who's going on a mafarish is like on a sea journey, or he's going on a caravan of some sort, dangerous locations, these used to be dangerous journeys in the past, we'd also interpret it that way. Rabbi Shimon says, afa misukan. We have to explain what misukan is. The Gemara will explain, but it seems someone who is gravely ill, not just in danger. We'll explain what that is, because it's not also not just someone who is in some sort of decline health. We'll get to that too. So Gemara now says, ha'omer kitvu get v'tnu liishti. So Gemara says, ha'omer tarchuha is also the same lashon ka'omer girshuha. That's another lashon the Gemara is adding here, which is a lashon of divorcer. Now, patrua, parnasua, asula kimus, asula karaui. If you remember, these were the lashon in the Mishnah that didn't suggest or couldn't be understood as explicitly saying divorcer. Lo amar klum. So why? Gemara says, why? What else could it be understood as? It could be ani omer lemezonot, meaning I'd like you to simply to support her. Meaning parnasua is quite clearly parnasa, meaning give her what she needs. Do what she needs, what is necessary for her. So that's not really direct enough to be understood as being an instruction to a divorce. Okay, that explains our mission because there's another way of explaining it. Now, Amar of Mana, the loss of the varba kolar shel sakana. We're not only talking about if someone's being taken out in chains, for example, to be executed. Elafil kolar shemaman, even if some sort of monetary offense, and he's been taken away in chains. Shekola kolar becheska shel sakana. Even then, going to prison presumably wasn't such a safe place to go, and therefore that would also be understood as sakana. And we could add even Mefarish's words to be that instruction for direct divorce, not just to draft a get. Next. Rabbi Lazar Sha'al Matnato Matka Matanat Shchiv Mera. This is the question now. The question is regarding these. Now, if you remember, when it comes to Shchiv Mera, if he just simply says, I'd like you to give such and such a property, Shchiv Mera is someone who's gravely ill, and he says, I'd like you to give over such and such a property, so and so, that's Ketuvim V'Ketuvim Dami. It's as if it's already signed, it's like the Kinyan's been done. Let's put it that way. Okay? The question is, would it also work in these situations? So the kolar and the like, would it also treat it, or something in the sakana, that we treat it also like a matana shchiv mirah? That is the question. Yeah, as Mishnah says, as sorry, Komana says, I mean, kolar, is it like a matna bari and you still need a kinyan, or is it like matana shchiv mirah that such that it doesn't even need a kinyan? So simply, the person being taken away says, I want such and such property given to my friend so-and-so, and then he's executed, then we say, oh, it already goes to him, because as if we don't need a kinyan in that context. Do we treat it like matnat shchiv mera? So Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, B'Sharm Yaakov, Armanaya, Madihit Tzricha L'Rebbe Lazar, that which was a suffix for Rebbe Lazar, actually, Pshita was obvious to Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. Why? Detanina Taman, Ha'isha Sheneherga, Nenin Besara. A woman who was executed for a capital offense, you can get Hana'a from her hair. Now, it's important to understand what hair we're talking about. I'll read the Korban Eda here because I think we've mentioned this in the past as well, what it means by a peah nochrit. It says, so nashim she'ein la harbes se'arot. A woman who doesn't have a lot of hair, harum likshor se'ar nashim nochrit, that would tie into their own hair from other women. I think in modern terms that's called hair extensions, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, thank you. Got the thumbs up for Menachem. Good. So v'nikra peah nochrit, and that is what's called peah nochrit. Interesting. We generally translate peah nochrit like a sheitel, but no, peah nochrit means these sort of hair extensions. So we're saying that about se'ar mechubar begufa asura kugufa. So we're simply saying here that we're referring to these hair extensions that they're muta. Okay. However, behemash neherga asura behanaya. Hagmara says, however, amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. So this is pashut. This is who was saying it's pashut that it's okay. When do we say that that's mutar bahana? That's when she says, be'omeret tinaten kevinti leviti. That's when she says, gives instructions, I want you to give this over to my daughter. Tinaten, well, it's actually kevinti is referring to, that's like lashon from another Gemara we've seen before. So that's why the Kormanet changes it to ten se'ari, because kevinti is like a type of beged of some sort, if I'm not mistaken. So here, and that's it's literally a quote from a different sugya. But here, that's why I changed it. It's referring to where it says, "Give my se'arot to my daughter." The Achi Perushal Kormaneta says, "She'amatnu." Therefore, it's love kegufa dami. It's no longer like part of her body, even though it's mechubar to her body. Shmamina. Therefore, you see the fact that matanat, that the someone is about to be executed who gives an instruction, matnato matana. Because if it wasn't matana, then it would be considered mukhubal lagufa, would be considered like her body, and therefore should be asubahana. Smamina manakir mishashiv mara, uba amirat nu, just saying, give it over, that would be enough. I feel even without some sort of kinyan. So you see, even though it was a suffix for Rebbe Lazar, for Rebbe Yossi Bar Chanina, it seems to be pashut. Now, the Gemara says, kada geniva. This is a situation with the giver. It apek lemiktala. He was being taken out to executed. Amari says, Yevun Rav Avuna, give over to Rav Avuna, zuze min chamra de kfar panyat. Give over to him this money, or from the that is owed to him. We'll see in a moment, which is the malva beper. That was from the wine that I have in kfar panya. What happened is v'lo yavunle. He it was executed, and they didn't hand over that money. Why? Because first thing is there's a chashun lahad the Rav. The choshesh shitat Rav. Why? The Rav amar hayorosh kayorosh kemishu ubad. That taking money back from the property of Yorushim is like taking it from Nechasim Meshubadim. Again, Nechasim Meshubadim is land that was sold by the borrower after the time of the loan. So just as Keshem She'ein Malva Be'edim Nikbit Mina Meshubad, just as a verbal loan, even with witnesses, is not taken from Nechasim Meshubadim, so too it couldn't be collected Kach Enon Mimana Yorushim. So that's why he didn't say, despite it was a verbal loan, and therefore Rav says there were choshesh v'shitat Rav that says it's a verbal loan cannot be taken from Yorushim. The Gemara says, okay, fine, loitnon mishichov. Granted, let's dismiss the fact that the money could be taken mishum chov. Why are they itnun lei mishum matana? The fact that he said, I want to give this to so-and-so, didn't we just say that someone who is being taken out to executed is like a shriv mira, and if he wants to hand over property to someone, it should be, at least according to Shittat Reb Yossi, that it is, Reb Yossi Bar Chanina, it should be considered as if it's like the kinyan's been done. So Gemara says, no, because they still didn't give it to him because of Choshe Shittat Reb Elazar. Why did Reb Elazar sha'al matnato kamata not shriv mira? If you remember, the way we started this sugya was it was Rav Elazar had the question, he had a suffix whether indeed matnat or matana for this person who was taken out to be executed, if just verbally designating it. Now the Gemara says, Aitu Reb Zeira l'Reb Yitzchak Atushaya. So it was this mace, if you like, was brought from Reb Zeira before Reb Yitzchak Atushaya, the Tanunle, and it was taught that what? Kegitin kach matana. There it comes to Gitin, so too we have the same din of matana. Sounds like for this matnah, like it's considered like a, just like a get, sorry. We see that a servant's been to execute and he says, I want you to write and deliver this. I want you to write the get. We interpret as being write and deliver. So too, you should say that by matana as well. You should have the force. If you like a complete sale, we have this cooler. So Gemara says, no, Amalei Rav Bar, what are you talking about? If you want to say that it's equivalent to Gittin in this respect as well, then ma begitin min atam dachayav lo noten af matana im lo natan dachayav lav shma matana. We know that the get, even though the person is on the way to be executed, says, I want you to write a get for my wife, we can write and deliver it. That's provided that it was delivered before this individual passes away. Because you can't deliver a get, you can't divorce a wife after the husband's died. So therefore, if you want to learn one from the other, then you should also say the matana should only be effective as long as it's handed over prior to him dying. So the Gemara says, Amalei hacha at the Rebbe, you've come along and mafkech chokhmata or mafsed ravuna. Zuze, with your chokhmah, with your lamdus just now, you've ended up coming and making Rav Avunah lose his money, right? Because you haven't been able to learn one from the, you've demonstrated you can't learn one from the other. But the Gemara says, Leit Yachil, why? That's not a good drash. Detaninan, because Tanimetaman. You know, it's V'ef Shalomah, as it says. Why? Because Tanimetaman, Tnumanele Ishploni, if and we know quite clearly that if someone says, I'd like you to give such and such a asset to so and so, and the person dies before it's delivered, it's clearly a good matana. So the Gemara now says, now you've, I'm not sure what you have printed in front of you. Mine has Kerebi Shimon here. The Pnei Moshe changes to Kad Shimon. What's very interesting is the, it seems to be the Girsa of the Korban Ha'eda. Seems to be like the girsa I've got here written on the Shinui Nischaot on the side, Ketfus Karka, meaning there's some printing edition that was Kuf Resh Shin, like a Rashi Tevot. And he understands it's actually Kuf Dalet Shin. That was his girsa. Hachi Garsina Kuf Dalet Shin. What's the meaning? Vahachi Peroshoy inside. It's a Rashi Tevot Kad Shaminan, or Kad Shamun, which is very much basically what Pnei Moshe said as well. Right? In other words, once he heard Kad Shamun, not Rabbi Shimon, de Rabbi Yochanan Palig, Yevuli. Once he, however, heard that Reb Shimon was Cholek, with Rab, that is, assuming, presumably, then he ended up canning over the money. Why? Demar Rabbah was said by Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbah was saying Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'al Be'edim, because even a verbal loan, provided that there are witnesses, can be Nigbit Mena Yorshim, can be collected from the Yorshim. However, Bavad Yorshim Shi Yorshu Karaka, provided that these Yorshim have land. Okay? So therefore, once they heard Rabbi Yochanan was Cholek on Rav, we have grounds now to collect this money, not based on Matanah, be considering it like a Manashivra, based on the fact that it was verbal loan. However, the Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Yosa, Hadad Tema, that is, Hadad, one thing, the Bahen Tehavi Kaim Gabi Ad Shad the Mate. When we say, when it comes to this, importantly, this case of a, like if a, or even a Shchiv Mara, that, and it could be Nigbet Be'edim, that is when the people were around this person who was dying till he died. There was no break. Baram im alil, if they went in, nichnas v'yotze, if they were in and out, had shifts, if you like. Ana amar kfar yahavile, maybe he already gave over and paid off the debt. So I'll just read you the Korban Eda. It says, Lo amran de malva ba'edim nikbim ben yorshim. When do we say a malva ba'edim can get ben yorshim? Elabatum enum sha'amdu etzel halove. That's only by edim that were there and present by the lover from the time he admitted to the debt. That's malva ba'edim now. It's not really. I assume Malva Edim mean we're talking about witnesses at the time of the loan. Here we're saying these are the witnesses that witnessed the fact he was modder to this debt. That's what it sounds like now. Okay. Until he died. Because then you know Shalosh, because then you know that he didn't pay off the debt. If they were in there, heard what he admitted, and then left, you can't collect it. Maybe when the time they left, Shani Omer Kfar Para Labachayav, maybe somebody he organized the payment and paid it off while he was still alive, Beshachiatzamimeno, at the time when they left the room. Okay? So that's a critical piece. In other words, only they confirmed that he owed money by having aid him, but we have to make sure that confirmation is a true confirmation until the time of the person's death. Okay. Now the Gemara says, so what happened with the story? Did they end up paying back, or did they not end up paying back? Because it seemed to be it was a back and forth. We were questions from Rav and Rabbi Lazar. Then we brought tried to bring proof. That proof was knocked down, if you like, that it should pay. And then we said the question, what's a Rabbi Shimon? Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan says even Malva Edim can gova, then they could collect it. However, provided that the witness was there to time of death, etc., etc. So what's the story? What's into the story? So Gemara to Milda Rabbi Yochanan from what we heard from Rabbi Yochanan, we can see they actually never even paid. Amar de lo yahuvli. Why? Because I mean the Yorshim that is. Because Rav Chanina havel mishtayan uvda. Rav Chanina used to give over misaper. He used to give over this incident. Levi Prisa havi amvar min atar laatar. Levi Prisa was happened to going from town to town, and what happened is nafku kreva de gniva amecha imeich. So he sat down with the relatives of gniva. This is an individual who died. Amar yavun le ravuna zuze. Over the Suda, it sounds like he says, all right, fellas, time to pay up your debt, all your father's debt. Pay. Mashma, he hadn't paid. Vit Garun Lachma. What's it, Garun Lachma? There are two pshatim here. Garun Lachma is a Korban Eder. He says, Hit Garu Bo Lachma, as in Milchama. It almost started a war, if you like. Kolma Hit Kot, do more, they're going to a fight. Lish Nacharina, another way of understanding the words, really for the same meaning, is Hit Garu Bushatu, they got to fight. Lachma, meaning at the time of the Suda. Shakol Suda Kru Al Shem Lechem, we know the Lechem is central to the Suda. So it sounded like, as time went on, Levi was sitting with Yorshim, and the Suda says, look, time to pay up, and they started a whole Bimachlokis Mashma that they never ended up paying back. At least at the time of the machloket. Now, Tani, afa chole. Now we said in our Mishnah that Reb Shimon Shazuri added afa mesukan is one of these individuals. That if he says write a get for my wife, then you interpret it as being write and deliver it. We got a brighter that says afa chole, someone who is sick. What's the difference? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says B'Shem Rabbi Yonatan, Halacha K'Reb Shimon Shazuri, specifically B'Mesukan. Now the question is, what's the difference? Ma Ben Mesukan, Ma Ben Chole. What's the difference someone who's in danger and one who's sick? How do we define the difference? Gemara says, well, Chole K'Derech Aretz. Chole is someone whose health state has declined. As unfortunately happens, as they're nearing someone near the end of their time, they're usually the general pattern of thing is that their health declines gradually. However, Misukan is someone who has a sudden incident. We have some sort of shock, surprise incident where there's this, if you like, rapid decline. So Gemara says, based on that, Derech Derech Haaretz, if someone's declining in a normal fashion, relatives will go straight away. People that aren't close relatives can come and visit after a certain amount of time. Shloshim yom. Okay? Why is that? So I'll just read the Korban Eder. He says, why wait? Because if someone's slowly getting sick, they don't want to have everyone's come to visit immediately because now it gives this person a Shem Chole. And it could play badly against them. Let's call it that. Okay, bad mazel, if you like. Aval krovim, obviously, if relatives come, you expect in any bad situation, the relatives are going to be around. So therefore, leka hekera kol kach. It's not considered like, oh, this person's got a shem chole. Because even if someone has an elective surgery of some sort, obviously the family is going to be around. Let's put it that way. However, im kafatza lava choli, if I wear some unexpected tragic incident occurs, then everyone can go in. Now what happened? Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chizkia, Salkum Mavakar Rav Yossi, Batash Loshi Yamim. It seemed that Rav Yossi's health was declining slowly. It was a Kedera Kol Haaretz, if you like. And therefore, Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, and Rav Chizkia followed the instruction of the Gemara, if you like, and they visited him only after 3 days. So, Amalum, Mi Ba'itun Mekaimi Matnita. So, to explain, it's be means with by me. By me, ba'itun ratzitim, you wanted to lekayim this matnita, this brighter. Datani, the Korbaneta says, Datani ba lachara, that you should go after 3 days. However, he was admonishing them. He said, velo asitam nechona, you didn't do the right thing. Why? Datamichei chachamim kukrovim zelazer. In other words, what's the definition of krovim? You misunderstood. You think krovim literally means, I don't know, krovim in terms of people who are availim or some very close relatives. But for in this respect, tamidei chachamim are considered krovim zelazeh, so you should have come straight away. Okay, next. This is now halacha vav. Misha says, Misha mushlach babor. someone who seemed to be lost in a deep pit of some sort. The Amar, and he calls out, Kola Shomeat Kuli, anyone who hears my voice, Yichtov get the ishti, write a get for my wife. In that situation, once again, they can go ahead and write the get. Obviously, the Korban says he said his name, he says where he's from, he gave all the details that were necessary. Okay, Mara's going to question this soon. Sorry. However, Habari, someone who is healthy that says, write a get for my wife, you don't go ahead and deliver it at all. And the assumption is when he wants to do it, Ratsa lesachekba. He was just doing that to maybe taunt his wife. And therefore, it's not just the writing of a get, might not necessarily be instruction to divorce. The Gemara says, Ma'aseh b'bari, there was instance of b'bari, Sha'amar katvu get li'ishti. He was presumably healthy. And he said, write a get for my wife. Va'ala, and then went to the top of the roof, v'nafalin, fell off and died, v'met. Amr b'shimam and Gamliel. Now, after the fact, maybe we can learn from what happened, going back, whether this was a genuine instruction or not. Because Amru chachamim, im me'atzmo nafal, if he fell, me'atzmo, meaning simply he had jumped, then we say hareze get, because clearly this individual was about to take his own life, and therefore his instruction to deliver the get was a genuine one. So presumably, if it was written and delivered prior to him jumping off, let's say by mistake, because normally you're not meant to do that, then it would have been a proper get. However, ima ruach dechato, if however it happened to be a strong winds or a gust that threw him off, then clearly we can't take that later events to shed any light on the context of which he instructed the get to be written. Okay, so therefore, ain't no get. Let's continue. Misha mushlach babor. Let's say someone has again lost the bottom of a well or something, deep pit. So Amar Chanina limdanu Rabbi Yochanan vehen sharu abuvya shel adam. Meaning, the only time we can trust this voice we hear calling out seems to be if you see a buvia, a shadow, at least some sort of indication that there's a human being down there. Well, importantly, a shadow is a buvia. Why? Very interesting pshat here, the Shamir brings this up, as the Gemara also brought it in the Bavli as well, is, I'll just read the commentator, it says, Hadet nam b'maniti mishayam mushlach b'bor, the sechian al-davar, you can rely on this voice being called out, fushar'at sel adam, when you see the shadow, kishe'amah, when it's being said, de'im lokin, if not, chayshinon shema shedhu. Otherwise, we're concerned that this voice wasn't actually produced by a human being, but rather by a shed. That's a concern of the Gemara. In other words, we need to have some indication this is really a person. Okay? So tamantanina, once again, that you can testify about in terms of the individual by oraner or lavana, the light of this the candle or the moon to identify the person, or and also you can marry balpi batkol, meaning a voice that calls out met ploni. I think we've even seen the sugis before, and the Gemara says. For Rabbi Yochanan, once again, v'hensher u'buvya shel adam. Once again, it must be that you saw the shadow of the individual, not chashish for a shed. Rav Acha Bar Chanina says, b'shem Rav Chanina, hadad etema besadeh. That is only if we're talking about in a field, where you are chashish for this concept of a shed. Aval be'ir, in a city, afilu lo ra, or even if you didn't see a shadow, that's fine, because presumably the understanding is that there is no chashish for shedim within a city environment. Right? Afilu lo ra buvya shel adam. Gemara says once again, "V'hatanina mishaya mushlach b'bor." Someone is cast into a pit. "V'amar kol mishu shomeiat koli yichtov get li'ishti hari yichtov yitnu." But a bor is in the city. So "V'amar Amar Rabbi Yochanan the hencheru." And once again, Rabbi Yochanan said there that sheru b'buvir shel adam. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Avin hamizikin ayu metzuim b'borot keder shu metzuim b'sadot." Okay, the understanding is even if it's in a city, in the borot, shedim would be found like you'd find them in the field. Okay, so therefore, the buvia is necessary to discern between to discern this is actually a sound produced or a call produced by a human being. All right, cultivate.